For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Janessa Filipchak, who used to be a redshirt junior, now a senior out of Stillwater, Minnesota. And let's get that right out of the way. You came into the season a redshirt junior, have been here now 5 years. Mm-hmm. At what point did you declare yourself a senior?
I've been thinking about it for a long time. I mean, it was not an easy decision, but I officially decided after Christmas that I wanted to be a senior and just graduate. And I'm just kind of ready to move on with my life. And I'm waiting to get into a program at North Dakota, so I'm kind of waiting on that. But, yeah, it was not easy, so.
It's never an easy decision because, obviously, this year's been so much fun, so much success with this hockey team. You couldn't have asked for a better senior year, could you?
No, definitely. It's really fun. New coach, he definitely brings a lot of motivation, and it's a lot more close-knit team, and it's a lot more fun this year, so.
Coming off of a big weekend, 6 points on the road in Mankato, 4-0 win on Friday night. You were part of that win. What was it like seeing Brittany Moat get her 6th shutout of the season?
I mean, oh my gosh, just to watch her. She's just so cool and collective. She half the time it doesn't look like she's trying, but she comes off like just so cool, and she's just good at what she does. So it's fun to watch her play.
Bemidji State's always had great goaltending. You came in as a freshman. Zuzana Tomchikova was a senior that year. What was it like being around her as well?
She was a little intimidating because I was a freshman and she was a senior. But, definitely a great goaltender. I miss her. But Britt is definitely up there with her. So it's fun playing against them in practice and stuff.
Your team on Saturday was down 2-0. And all the years I've watched Beaver hockey, I've seen the team be down by a couple goals and not able to pull out those wins when needed, especially against teams that you should win. What was the difference for your team on Saturday night to be able to pull out that 4-3 win?
Definitely, we're just coming together. Coach definitely brings us together. He knows what to say in the locker room, and definitely just like motivation and just going out there and coming back. Definitely prove that what we've done this year. So hopefully we can keep doing that.
18 wins on the season, a school program record now, and of course 13 WCHA wins. It's got to feel good to be able to go out like this.
It's definitely good. It's definitely one like the best years I've had so far. So it's really fun just to see what our team can do and hopefully what they can do next year and the year after. So it's going to be really exciting to watch what happens.
You play the Gophers this weekend, a team that you took 5 out of 6 points on the road at Minnesota. Of course, I know your family is probably watching that game. What's it going to take to beat them this time?
We definitely just got to come out hard, play like we always play to their level. So I think we can do that, just block shots, get shots, and I think we can do it. So,
your sister played for the Gophers, your sister Janelle. Do you guys talk much about these two teams when they play each other?
Yeah, we do. She'll definitely be here this weekend, and she likes to put her input in and how the hockey game has changed just because it's been a while. But, yeah, we talk about it just like how the game goes and what it was like when she played Bemidji and stuff like that. But, yeah, she definitely talks about how women's hockey's changed. And so.
And it's changed for the better, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. It's faster, stronger, so.
She also has a daughter, your niece, Lila, and last year the team came together because Lila was fighting stage 4 neuroblastoma. How is Lila doing these days?
Really good. They just went to Disney World, so that was really fun. She comes to as many games she can. She loves hockey. She just starts skating, so she loves it. She loves playing and stuff.
Now, is she in remission?
Yep. She just had scans. She still has some tumor in her spinal column, but it's not growing or shrinking, so they're just keeping an eye on it, so it's good.
That's good news. What are your plans after graduation?
I'm waiting to get to this program in North Dakota. If I don't, hopefully get my EMT this summer, get some job experience. I eventually want to go to grad school to be a physician's assistant, so hopefully that works out, but I guess we'll see.
And, of course, hang out with the boyfriend and the dog, right?
Oh, yep, definitely.
One last thing. Stephanie Anderson named to Team USA. For you and your teammates, This is the first time in Beaver program history there's been a member of Team USA. What does it mean to you?
I mean, I've played with Steph in high school, so I mean, it's awesome just to see like what she's accomplished the past year. So it's pretty awesome. It's going to be fun to watch. So hopefully it's going to be good.
Has she talked about this weekend? Obviously, she's playing against the team that she transferred from.
Yeah, I mean, she always wants to beat the Gophers. So she's always, this week, she's definitely focused and ready. And she definitely wants, well, everybody wants to beat them, obviously. So we're ready to go.
Good luck this weekend, Janessa. Thanks so much.
Thanks.